So yesterday the market saw the news that we got out is saying, well, we got a strong payroll number. And then today we get private payrolls from ADP saying there's only 98,000 jobs created in June. Well, who's right? Because whoever's right is really going to determine where mortgage rates go from here. A little confused on how this works? Well, don't turn the dial, because my name is Dan Frio. I'm the host of The Rate Update. I'm also a licensed mortgage loan officer. And my goal each day is to help explain to you guys what the heck's going on with those, and the most important thing is the whys behind it. So today we're going to look at the bond market, we're going to look at the jobs report, we're going to look at how healthy the economy is, then I'm going to give you my predictions, my forecast, where I think rates are going to go from here. So if you're a homeowner, home buyer, you're looking to build, stay tuned. At the end of this video, I'll give you my forecast when I'm advising my clients. But each day, what I like to do is when I come in, I like to start the day with the chart. And here's a chart for the day, and this isn't good news, and I'll explain to you guys what's going on, because yesterday was bad news as well. Look at this. So all you have to understand, if you're new to my channel, that number right up through there. If it's red, that's not good news. If it's greater than 10, that's even worse. Yesterday we had a minus 40, and today we opened the gate up minus 12 so far. So let me explain to you guys what happened. So let's go back in time and go over to, what does the Federal Reserve look at? Okay, so this is important. The Federal Reserve controls that rate over through there. It's called the federal funds rate. All that is interbank lending. If one bank needs money, well, they'll go to another bank to get money. But the Federal Reserve looks at these things. They look at inflation, they look at jobs, and they look at the GDP. Okay, so here's what happened yesterday. We know inflation's out of control. So the Federal Reserve's also watching jobs, saying we can't have a bad jobs market. And if we do, we're going to be in a predicament. But yesterday, we got a report saying, okay, the JOLT index, how many job openings and labor transfers there were, it exceeded expectations. So they're saying, okay, the jobs market's fantastic. And that really hurt rates, because if you're looking at the Fed, you look at the jobs report saying that's really good. Inflation's high, so we don't have to do anything. We can keep rates higher for longer. And then we fast forward to this morning, and we get headlines like this. ADP comes out and says there's 98,000 jobs created in June. If it's under 100,000, that's not a good month. So now how's the market's going to react to this? So let me give you my thoughts on this. So the first thing we want to do is let's go over and really dive into the details, okay? So here's the data we got yesterday. We got Case-Shiller Index. If you missed the news, this tells us what home prices are doing. This also played a role in what the Federal Reserve did. Okay, so the markets are expecting, and even a lot of crashers out there you might be watching, saying, okay, the housing market, it's got to give up. It's got to kind of concede, and the prices have to drop from here. But we saw once again in 2026 so far, house prices month over month are up 1%. Year over year, it's not crashing. It's not doing great, but it's actually up 1.1%. So they're saying, okay, home prices are staying steady right now. There's not a housing crash. So if you're thinking of it as the Fed, let's look at it this way. We got an economy that's overinflated with inflation. We got a jobs market. We don't know what it's doing. And now we got a housing forecast or housing data that says house prices continue to rally. So if you're sitting on the Fed, what are you doing? Well, I'm not doing anything. I'm not going to cut. I'm not going to increase rates, because I don't really know when oil starts coming out of all this because of the Iranian conflict. When that brings down inflation, well, is inflation going to drop? We just don't know. So if I'm sitting on the Fed, I'm just going to sit there and wait until there's a conclusion to some of this stuff. What are you guys doing? So let me give me your comments down below. But then here's another thing that came out, the Chicago PMI. Last reading was 62. This one came in at 56. That's not a good number there. But there's the consumer confidence. It was supposed to go to 94, almost 95. We hit 91. Okay, so that's saying people are losing their confidence. Then there's that JOLT index, job openings and labor transfers. 7.58 previously, they thought it would drop, and actually went up just a tad, but enough to look like a pretty good jobs market out there. So that's what we're seeing today, and that's really what's affecting the markets. Now, tomorrow morning, I'll come back and I'll show you what's going on the rest of the week, but here's what we got today. We got ADP payroll numbers. The reading was last at 122,000. I keep telling you guys, anything under 100, over 100,000 is good numbers. They expected 118. I'm thinking, okay, this should be kind of on point. I didn't think it'd go under 100,000. So now this is saying to the market, Okay, now what's going to go on? So now this is telling the Fed, okay, the jobs market might be good based on yesterday's news, but might not be good. So now the Federal Reserve sits there and they say, now what do we do? So let me give you my thoughts on this. If we go to this, I'm just saying, okay, inflation's way high. I'm not concerned right now about the employment numbers. We see we're going to get rest of the week. We're going to get the real true unemployment rate from the government, the wage growth and things like that. We're going to pay attention to that later in the week. But then you go over to GDP, right? Right behind my head, and the country actually is growing. Last readings, this was revised three times. It went from 0.6 to 1.5 to 2.1. Now we're over 2% growth in our country. So you have a good growth in our country. The jobs market's kind of like flipping a coin right now, and inflation's basically based on oil. So when that comes out of the equation, okay, it could be a good inflationary front. So let's get over what is the Federal Reserve expected to do at the next meeting? Well, let me fast forward a little bit because I think we're going to know what the Federal Reserve is going to do. But what am I advising my clients to do right now? Because if you're sitting there and you're like, okay, Dan, it's basically the flip of a coin is going to let me know what the rate's going to be. How do I buy a house in this environment? Well, if you're getting a house under contract right now, hopefully you got pre-approved by us, and we got you pre-approved at a rate probably about 0.25% higher than where they are today. Why? Well, we factor this stuff in, because if the drone hits or the Strait of Hormuz closes, well, mortgage rates could jump right back up. And if you get a house under contract during that time and we come back to you and say, okay, now you don't qualify because rates jumped, you're going to be pretty mad at me. So we're going to lock in right now. But my thoughts are, if you're looking to buy down the road or you're looking to build, I think you're going to be okay. Watch two things. Watch oil, because oil is going to dictate where inflation goes, and that's really determining where the market goes today. The other thing is, do me a favor. Subscribe down there. Click the bell so every time I post a video, you get an alert. I got over 9,000 videos down there to help you guys out there if you're homeowners or home buyers. So let me get to where the Federal Reserve, what are they going to do in 28 days? Well, the mainstream media keeps telling us, well, they're going to increase rates once this year, once next year, and who knows how many from there. Well, it's interesting. We go through this every day. Let's see where the numbers are right now. So there is a 66% chance the Federal Reserve is going to keep rates right where they are. I'm saying there's a 100% chance they're going to keep it right where they are. Now they're saying the next meeting after this one, there's a rate hike coming, a 50% chance of a rate hike. I'm saying that's completely out of the cards. There's no rate hikes coming anytime soon. The next move is going to be a rate cut. Mark my words. If you want to see how I fare on forecasts, I got some videos and blogs out there to help you guys out. So now what do you do if you're a homeowner out there and you're like, okay, Dan, I missed that 5.99 rate where we were a couple months ago, or I'm drowning in debt and I need some help. So I got some tools for you. Do me a favor, go to the Stan store. It's down below. All these tools are completely free. If you're a home buyer, you got tools down here. If you're a homeowner, got some tools for you as well. The first one I want you to see, if you're a home buyer, I don't care if you're buying your first house, the second house, investment properties, you need a DSCR loan, like bank statements, and something. Just put your information right up through there. It's going to analyze all of our programs. And you realize I work with almost 38 different companies and banks and lenders. I'll tell you what I do at the end of this video. It's pretty intriguing, because my slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with 30, almost 40 different lenders. I'll show you why. But if you're drowning in debt right now, check out this system right through here. You're going to plug in all your debts. Okay, AI is going to analyze it. You're going to plug in every debt you have and its interest rate. AI is going to analyze and say, okay, how do we pay off this stuff and save you the most amount of money, the most efficient way? It's going to give you this program. You might be saying, Dan, I don't have a lot of debt, but is there a program to help me pay off my house in maybe 5-10 years? Yeah, there's programs out there, and it'll show you these ones. So that's what I want you to do. But if you're a homeowner right now, just trying to track these things, go to our website, therateupdate.com. We have a tool for those homeowners out there right over there, RateWatch 2.2. What I want you to do is plug in all your mortgage information. Let me know two things you want me to monitor. Your interest rate. So when your interest rate gets to wherever you want it to be, I'll call you, text you, email you. Or you might be saying, Dan, if my payment, you could drop my payment $200 a month, $300 a month, $500 a month. Make sure you call me, and we will. You can put all that information up there. But wonder if you're out there and you're like, I'm trying to find the best rate, and I put in my mortgage application over there, and bankrate.com, and LendingTree, sold my data to 40 places. I don't know what to do. Get the best loan estimate you have that you think, and plug it in right up through there. What I'm going to do is a video. I'll have it out to you within hours going over what our rate would be, and what our fees would be. And that's the most important thing you need to look at. If you're drowning in debt, just click the debt refi relief right through there. And that is our website. So let's go back to the bonds and let's see where they're faring for the day. So we have minus 13. Here's the descent we started. Remember I said down is bad? Well, here's yesterday. It dropped all the way down through here. And here's where we're opening today. So not a great day, but you might look over here and say, Dan, the rates didn't really move that much. Hopefully you were that observant. Well, you're correct. What happened yesterday is at the end of each month, the bond markets and the there's a lot of adjustments made in the background. So sometimes the bond market looks a little more deceptive than it actually was. So yesterday we didn't have a huge move with rates, even though the bond market looked like it took it on the chin. So the good thing is if you watch my video, now you understand a little bit more about real estate. Now you understand a little bit more about the bond market. And now you know a lot more about what's going on with these and what really affects them. And the most important thing is the whys behind it. So thanks for watching. If you need some help with the mortgage, I'd love to help you out. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. My slogan's this. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with almost 40 different lenders. Why? How? It's because you need help out there. You're watching this video. I'd love to help you out. Put my 38 years of experience to work for you. Hope to see you soon or talk to you soon. Otherwise, I'll see you back here tomorrow morning at the opening bell to show you what's going on with these, and the most important thing is why. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.